During an emergency meeting yesterday, the Arizona Corporation Commission voted to keep electric companies it regulates, including Arizona Public Service, from shutting off service to customers who are behind in their bills during the state's hottest time of year, June 1st until October 15th. The action was taken in response to reporting that revealed 72-year-old Stephanie Pullman died last year when APS turned off her power. Pullman owed the utility $51. With me to talk about the Corporation Commission's action is consumer advocate Stacey Champion. So, Stacey, what do you think of what the commissioners did, and is it enough, at least in the short term?
I think there has been an emergency. I think it was incredibly reactive versus proactive, which is disappointing. It was also interesting for me to hear how many years it's been. I believe Commissioner Boyd Dunn mentioned the number of years that it's been since they have even reviewed their own policies. That was kind of a shocker to me. I would say that if I were a commissioner, that would be one of the first things I would be interested in doing coming on to that governing body, would be to review all of the policies and procedures, quite frankly.
Some would say, well, okay, once the Corporation Commission found out about it, you know, if they should have known before, that they did take relatively quick action. From that standpoint, does that indicate to you that at least maybe this is a current makeup of the panel that might actually be willing to take action on things?
This isn't something that the Arizona Corporation Commission found out about just last week. They found out about it in September of 2018 when Stephanie Pullman's daughter called the Corporation Commission to file a informal, air quotes, complaint about what happened. So I would, I guess, ask the question, what are they doing with their own internal policies to have something like this not be elevated all the way up to the commission when it happened 9 months ago.
Mm-hmm. So someone we talk to very frequently is Ryan Randazzo, who covers utilities for the Arizona Republic. And we've discussed with him what could be next. You were obviously, again, heavily involved in getting the Corporation Commission to look again at the rate hike.
Yeah, way more so than I would want, than I even want to be, trust me.
Of course. No, I get that. So we discussed with Ryan the possibility of what could happen next when, because the commission wants another rate case to be able to talk to APS about what's going on. And there was even speculation that that might actually lead to rates generally going up. For an advocate standpoint, how does that make you feel to say that, okay, you're getting out there, you're making people take a much closer look at what APS has done and what the previous commissioners had approved, and then it might end up leading to more rate hikes?
Well, I think that we're definitely hitting a tipping point, if you will, with everything that's come into the light with regard to the 2018 shutoff numbers being up over 110,000. This death of Stephanie Pullman, we're naive to think that she is the only one, given the indoor heat-related death numbers going up every year. And so the Corporation Commission has a tool that they could use. They have ARS 40-252 that I do hope that they will finally get the spine or the courage or what have you to see that the immediate need for some relief for these customers whose bills are just too high. Stephanie Pullman wouldn't have been in the situation she was in if her bills hadn't gone up, and they did go up. And I know they went up because I had my expert analyze what bills I could get from her family. And so there is no doubt that this rate hike has massively impacted people's lives, especially those on fixed incomes, especially those who are just kind of like many people out there living paycheck to just get by.
So where are we at in terms of what you think is possible? Because some will argue, well, Pinnacle West is a public company. They need to make some money. They need to have some profits. How do we balance it out?
I mean, as a small business owner, I get it, right? Like, I understand, like, businesses are in the business to make money. But I think that there is less of an inherent risk as there used to be. And so if you look at wonky things like the adjusters that are affecting bills but happening outside of the rate cases, I think there are 8 or 9 of them at this point. I think one thing that the commission should be doing is looking at whether or not that 10% return on investment is fair at this point. I think that the monopoly situation, it doesn't work for us anymore.
Consumer advocate Stacey Champion. Stacey, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me, Steve.